There is not a lot of feel-good news to be found in the ecological sciences. Sure, scientists just discovered a new population of canids in New Guinea, thought to be extinct. You can see our website for more on that. But too often the stories sound more like this.
The patterns are really quite conclusive, been looked at from about a dozen different scientists from a dozen different angles, and it sort of seems on land that we are conclusively the new asteroid. It is us that is causing these rates to accelerate to the point that it looks like very soon they could be as high as these mass extinctions we've seen historically.
That's Dr. Douglas McCauley, an assistant professor at the University of California in Santa Barbara. And yes, in addition to driving global climate change, it seems fairly conclusive that humans are also, whether directly or indirectly, contributing to a mass extinction of other species on par with the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs. But at least for now, the oceans have been mostly spared from this effect.
The first piece of research we put out said, things are good in the oceans, but we have a lot of work to keep things good because we have this industrial revolution in the oceans brewing. And this follow-up piece of science said, wow, if we actually look at risk ratings, it would not take much for us to push things close to what really would look like a mass extinction in the oceans.
In the last 514 years, 514 terrestrial species have gone extinct, one per year. But only about 15 marine species have gone extinct in the same time frame. Scientists like McCauley believe those findings bring reason to hope, not because the oceans are immune to our influence, but because there's still time to curb the worst of those influences.
Our footprint has pressed down onto ocean ecosystems much more slowly than it has on land.
Dr. McCauley will be giving two public lectures about his work in marine ecosystems this week on the campus of Utah State University. Details are available at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Daniel Kinka.